fine. The Hashmata of the Kutina. So he starts like this. Echad Haya Avraham. Quoting a pasuk in Yechezkel, that when he's giving Musa to Bnei Yisrael, so Yechezkel quotes that which the people are saying. They refer to Avram this way. Echad Haya Avraham. Avraham was one. And they go on to say that Hakam Avram was Zochet Eretz Yisrael, he was only one person, and we're many people, and we have struggles being Yerush Eretz Yisrael. So it's not in the context, in its place, of anything of particular notice. Yet Rav Nachman, in his amazing way, he says, a whole shmooze from this. She'avram Ovad Hashem Rak Al Yedei Shehaya Echad. That he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu only from this perspective of Echad. Now, when we hear the word Echad, we always think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad, and that's the ultimate Echad. But Rav Nachman has a turn on here, where he says that the Echad is referring to himself, as the pasuk says. Shachashav bedaito shuhurak yichid ba'alam. He said to himself, he thought to himself, I'm the only one in the world. V'lo histakel klal al bnei ha'alam. And he didn't give notice or pay attention to anybody else. We're trying to veer him away from the way of Hashem and to be an obstacle for him. Not on his father, not on the other relatives. I'm the only one in the world, he said to himself. This is what it means. Avraham is one. It's a perspective of Avraham Avinu, and it's an amazing thing because Rav Nachman here is introducing us to a hashkafa and giving us a peek into the insight of Avraham Avinu is how was it that Avraham was able to overcome everything in the world? It was literally one against the world. He was mechadish something in the world which nobody had any clue in. In fact, Chazal say that Avraham is called Avraham of Ivri because he stood on one side and the rest of the world stood on the other side. But it begs the question, like, what was the Eitzah that Avraham Avinu had that he found for himself that he was able to overcome everything else in the world? And this was his Eitzah. Echad Haya Avram. V'chein kol arotze lichnot b'avodas Hashem. And so too, anyone who wants to enter in to service of Hashem. Y'efshe l'lichnot k'imayidi b'chinezu. You cannot enter except through this b'china, through this yisod. She'yachshov shein ba'ilam k'imun l'vada yechid ba'ilam. That a person should think that I'm the only one in the world. V'le yistak al Hashem adam hamono. And not to look at anybody else who may be an obstacle, k'gon avi v'imo, o chosna v'ishto, bana v'chayetze, any relative, or habaniyos sheish mishar b'nei olam, or any other obstacles which there may be in the world, hamalidim u'mesisim u'monim me'avdas yisbarach, which may prevent or steer one away from avodas Hashem. Tzarech shlo yachosh v'yistak al aleihem klal. Person should not pay attention to them, not to look at them. Rak yihyeh b'vechinas echad haya Avraham, ki'ilu hu yachid ba'olam. I'm the only one in the world. But just for starters, just b'derech remez, it's such a funny thing that you would have a sefer called Likutei Maran, which is divided into two sections, right? There's the first section of Likutei Maran, and then there's Likutei Maran Tinyana, which is the second book. And there was like one piece which like kind of got left out, which like it doesn't have a place in the first book or the last book, and it's called the Hashmata. It was like it was left out. Oh, by the way, this was just like a left out piece. We didn't get it into the print. Not the first print or the second print. It's called the Hashmata. It sits in between the two books. So just with Derech Chemez, it could be that the reason why this is, that it was Hashkacha that way, is because this piece is like a Bechina of Echad Haya Avram. It's a standout. Stands out. There's over 500 pieces in these books of Rav Nachman, probably. And you have this one Hashmata, which is called Echad Haya Avram, because that's the essence of what this piece is. So you can have 500 against one, but the one is able to hold his ground. The reason why that is, and like the pshninius of this Hashkafa, and hopefully we'll have time to discuss why he refers to this derech as a knisa. He calls it a knisa, kol harotze lichnos b'avodas Hashem, a knisa in t'avodas Hashem. A Jew needs to know that whatever there is in life is always going to have two perspectives. There's going to be pnimius and there's going to be chitzonius. There's the superficial, artificial, external way of looking at something, and then there's the pnimius. And pnimius is always associated with achdus, it's always associated with reality, with emes. Be able to see things in a pnimius way. A Jew has to know that when events take place in this world, they're not because, like we see it on with our superficial, with our eyes, that you know when you kick something and it breaks, it's because you kicked it and it broke. That was just the makabat. That's just in this world how it looks. But in Shemayim, there's a whole chain of events as to why that thing broke. It wouldn't have broken unless it was broken up there. So the role of a yid is that he's been entrusted with the neshama, which is pnimi, to give him the eyes to be able to see things in a pnimius way. To be able to see the inner dimension, which is the true dimension of the world. Very often, when it comes to pnimius has a way of valuing quality more than quantity. I mean, just take a look at the world, right? There's a world of 8 billion people. Only a tiny, tiny fraction of those people are actually really meaningful in this world, which is the Jewish people. Yet we have the audacity to say, despite the fact that we're so tiny in number, that what we know is MS, and we're willing to take on 8 billion people to show that it's right. And Hashem says in the Torah, Kiartem hama'at mikol ha'amim, you are the smallest of all the nations of the world. Because when it comes to pnimius, we don't value quantity, we value quality. It's always the way it works. You can have a room of 100 people, and they can all give you brachas. But if you go to, we don't gather a room of 1,000 people together and say to them, okay, everybody at once, give me one big bracha. We don't do that. You go to one tzaddik to get a bracha. Because the quality of that one tzaddik, as the Torah says, as the Mishnah says, for the world that was created, just for one person was created. Kedai hulo, just for one individual the world was created. Which is why Adam was never yechidi. And so the pnimius dik, a Jewish perspective is that we value quality over quantity. And these are the eyes that Avram Avinu looked at the world in. This is just the beginning. Avram looked at the world as a world of quality versus quantity. If there's one kol shehu of emes, it outweighs all the sheker in the world. And a person is mavakish the emes like Avram was, able to find that nekuda of MS, which is the real reality, which makes everything else around him bottle. But it comes from the chukka and the desire and the bikush to be able to have the MS at all costs. And that's what the pasuk refers to Avram as Echad, not Rishon. Because Rishon means he was the first of something. He wasn't just the first. He wasn't the first Jew. He saw himself as Echad. Echad means, like Hashem's Echad, Echad means the only one. It's on a higher pedestal than everything else. It's not, he didn't see himself as the Rishon, but there's a Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and Chamishi. That's not Avram Avinu. That's not his perspective of himself. His perspective was, Echad, I'm the only one. Everything else in this world is batal to me. Everything else in this world is batal. Because if you have the MS, and you understand that MS, then everything else becomes Sheker. And if it's Sheker, it has no Kiyum. So therefore, in order to be able to stand up strong against the numbers of the riboy, the person has to go in, he has to go pnimi, and when he goes pnimi into quality, then all the qualities move out to the quantity. Because from the perspective of that quality, all the quantity doesn't exist anymore. And then you're just echad, you're the only one standing. And that's why Adam HaRishon was created yechidi. When Hashem made man, he made one man. He made one man to show that if there's just one person in this world, and that's exactly how it happened with Avram. He was like a reconstitution of Adam HaRishon. And the whole world is Kedai. And just like with Adam HaRishon, there was nobody else in the world. From the perspective of Avram Avinu, there was nobody else in the world. That's the first and foremost understanding of what it means, Echad Hay Avram. But the question is, how does that give somebody the strength to be able to stand up against the other echas in the world? That may be true in a world of Avraham Avinu when he was the only Jew. But what about in a world where there's other Jews? What about in a world with other Jews when those other Jews are actually against you? Or there may be needs for what you want, like a father, like a sister, like a mother, like he says here. like a wife. So the emes is that once a Jew gets pnimi, past the chitzonius, and he's able to see this first perspective of Echaday Avram, like we touched it, like when you get into the world of quality versus quantity, the quality outweighs the quantity. In order to get to this next part, a person has to take it one step further. Because in a world where there's many quantities of quality, how does your quality outweigh their quality? So to get to that nekuda, a person needs to come onto another hashkafa. And that's the hashkafa of what Chazal say when understanding the Yidgim Amidus of Rachamim. Yidgim Amidus of Rachamim is not just a way for us to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. Chazal see it as a teaching for us to know how we need to be as well. Mahu afata. Chazal say, Mahu rachum afata hei rachum. Mahu chanun afata hei chanun. And that's really just a limud on the achdus. Really, all 13 of these things of the Yugim Omidus of Rachamim, where Chazal say, just like him, so to you. It's really just a short way of saying Mahu Echad Af Ata Echad. Because 13 is Gematria Echad. And what that really is saying to us is that just like we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Echad Af Ata Echad. That everything about Hashem's Achdus, He gave over to each and every Jew. That if you can understand what it means that Hashem is Echad, as far as your seichel and your heart and your neshama allows you to understand that Achdus, that's the degree of the achdus of what you're made out of as well. Avraham Avinu had such an understanding of the achdus Hashem, and he applied it to his own life. B'derech mahu echad af ata echad, and he understood such a pnimius perspective of the world that just like Hashem is echad b'olamo, and there's nothing which can stop Hashem's ratzon from being b'kuyam, so too in my world of echad, Hashem has made me such an echad that if I'm makasha myself and I make myself and understand myself like that echad of Hashem, then there's nothing which can stand in between my ratzon and where it needs to go. That was the echad perspective he had of himself. So whereas there's chitzonius, which sees quantity as outweighing quality, and then there's pnimius, which sees quality as outweighing quantity, then there's the pnimius, which understands the musak of echad b'derech hasod, which is that a person is such an echad, and this is the gift that Hashem gives a Jew, that he's echad like Hashem's echad, that there's nothing which can stand in his path to make sure that it's a matzliach. That just like Hashem, that he exists in a way, in this existence which he created, that in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing which can stand in his way, every single person is living in his own olam, where in the olam in which he lives, he's that echad, and everything else doesn't exist to that echad. That's the pnimius understanding of Echad Hayavra. And therefore, even there were other Jews who themselves are also Echad, but that's only in their world that they're Echad. In their Mahu Af'ata, or we should say Mahu Afani. But in Avram's Mahu Afani, there's nothing which can stop the Echad, because in this world, I'm the only Echad, and everything else is Batel. That's what the Mefarshim famously teach the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, where he writes, Chovas, Machovasa shel adam b'olamo, in his world. That the Mefarshim say on Mesilas Yesharim, the Tzaddikim say, olamo, that everybody's living in his own olam. And so to hear, everybody's living in their own olam, that in that olam I'm in echad, and there's no such thing as a miniyah. We say, however, that this is the beginning of the Tchilas Shar of Avodas Hashem. What this Echad comes from, ultimately, is that a person realizes that because I'm made in the image of Hashem, just like Hashem is Echad, so too I'm Echad. What that means is that Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a strength to a Ratzon, B'derech she'adam rotzeh leilech molichen oso, that wherever he wants to go, Hashem will take him. And that a person's ratzon, a Jew's ratzon, is so strong that in his world of echad, there's nothing which can stand in the way of that ratzon. But sof kol sof, what that really means is that I'm understanding my power is coming from the strength of my own ratzon. My ratzon is powerful because just like Hashem is echad in his reality, I'm echad in my reality. And there's nothing else which exists. However, when we speak about the proper perspective of a Jew to have in this world, the way that it's broken down into is like this. Is that a Jew has to see the world, what it means, from the perspective of Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem means one of two things. Really one which is two things, or two which is one thing. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Yisrael Adonai Borei. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the emuna that there's nothing which exists other than Hashem. That really in a place which is really emistic, the only thing which really exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else does not exist. That's called Hashem Echad. My wife calling. Give me 1 second. Hi. Can I have a few minutes to finish up? I'm giving a chabur. Okay, I'll do it myself, yeah. Okay, thanks. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Nothing exists other than Hashem. The next is Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Adonai Boed, which means that despite that everything else does exist, Hashem exists equally with everything else which exists. Meaning that nothing can exist without Hashem existing with it. I exist and you exist and everything is in existence. But that doesn't come to push away Hashem's existence. Hashem is in existence and He exists together with everything which exists. So in the Svarim HaKdoshim, this is what's called Yichud Ilah, which is the higher Yichud, that's called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means nothing else exists other than Hashem. And then there's what's called Yichud Tata, Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus, which means everything exists together with Hashem. Now where does this perspective of Echad HaYavram fit in? Neither. Because Echad HaYavram means that I am in existence. And I'm the only one who exists. Right? Well, if that's the case, then which one of these two Yichuds do you fit into? Not the one which says Hashem is the only thing which exists, and not the one which says that everything exists together with Him. Because those perspectives of the Achdus Hashem, it's either all or nothing. And Hashem is always in the all. And He's always in the nothing. So that's what Rav Nachman calls this is the Tchilas Shar. This is how a person gets in. You don't get to really understanding the Achdus Hashem, these levels of Achdus Hashem, without knowing who you are first. Without saying to yourself, Echad HaYavram, I am somebody, I am special, I am unique, and my Ratzon is very powerful. That's healthy self-esteem. That's much healthier than any psychologist can give somebody. It's the healthiest thing you can possibly do, is to know that you're just not somebody in this world who deserves to not be pushed around. But you have to be able to take control of your destiny and of your life. It's a very superficial, artificial way of empowering somebody. The real way, the Yiddish way, is to know I'm an neshama, I'm powerful. In my olam, it's only me, Echad HaYavram. But that's the first step. The next step is to know that even in your world of Echad HaYavram, and despite the fact that your Ratzon is so powerful, that you connect your Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem, that you merge your Echad HaYavram into the world of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, into the world of Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Adonai Boed. And when you do that, you find the missing piece of what it means how to serve life, how to live life. It's interesting that by Avram Avinu, they said Echad HaYavram. And although it's very easy to think when we say Echad HaYavram, that it's a sense of empowerment which can make a person feel like I'm the boss. And therefore it can give a person a certain sense of gaiva, like, you know, this is my world, and in my world everybody means nothing. That's totally the opposite of Avram Avinu, who he was. He was a man of chesed. He was a man of doing. He was a person who wanted to empower everybody else to recognize their own Echad Haya and their own world. Like Rav Nachman teaches elsewhere, the fact that Chazal say a person needs to say Bishvili Nivra Olam doesn't mean to say that the world was created for me, and therefore everybody watch out. Bishvili Nivra Olam means the world was created for me, and therefore I have an achrayus and a responsibility in this world. Therefore I have to give to the rest of the world. I have to do things for other people. This is the sense of Echad Hayah Avram that Avram walked around with. It brought him to a sense of humility, because he understood who he was, what he was capable of doing, and what Kiddush Hashem he can bring to the world. How he was machniyah his echad to Hashem's echad. The word does my echad come from? It only comes from because Hashem is echad. That there's a mahu afata equation here. Your only echad is only mahu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Avram says about himself, Anoichi Afer Ve'efer. Chazal say that he called himself Efer, he called himself Ash, because he jumped into the Kivshan Aish. That's the sacrifice the Echad of Avram was willing to make for the Echad of Hashem. That he knew which Echad is the big Echad, and which Echad is the small Echad. And in comparison to that Echad, that tiny Echad was mamish Afer Ve'efer. It was insignificant. He was willing to jump into the Aish of Echad of Hashem. The fact that he says, "Takadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Efer ve'Efer, Mamish Efer, Efer is ash, and Mamish nothing." The humility of Avram Avinu. The Echad Hayavram is inseparable from that humility. It's supposed to motivate a person to do goodness and chesed like Avram Avinu did, not the opposite, of course. To take responsibility for the rest of the nations of the world, like a Jew needs to do. Which the Avraham is called Av Hamun Gayim, he's the father of all the nations. Echad Haya Avram is Gematria Efer. To show that this sense of Echad Haya Avram is not a gaiva, it's not a sense of empowerment at the expense of everyone else. Rather, it's supposed to motivate a person to take responsibility for others. To know where his Echad stands in the big picture. The only thing else I see in my world of Echad Haya Avram is the Achdus Hashem. Everybody else, whether it's my father, my mother, whatever it is, all the minis in the world, they're all nil. They're all nothing. There's only my echad and Hashem's echad. And it's only when a person loses perspective of the big echad that he falls into gaiva. But that's where the Echad Hayavram is going to. It's going to connect your echad with the big echad. And when a person connects his ratzon with the ratzon Hashem, and it's the sort of what the pasuk is, v'hayu la'achadim biyadi. It's like one echad, which is really two. That a person manifests a certain sense of godliness. Where a person will be able to see another Jew and say, "Oh, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that person." So this is the Hashmata, this is the Derech of Echad Avram. What each person needs to say to himself, to empower himself, to walk with Derech Shal Avram, to manifest his own Echad, to be zechut to be mekasher with the Echad Hashem, to be zechut to seek for Shemayim.
I don't know if you're busy, I have a few questions. But if you have to